Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will be your guide through this reading. Let's reflect on Seneca, 2 Polybius 5. If your brother wishes you to be tortured with endless mourning, he does not deserve such affection. If he does not wish it, dismiss the grief which affects you both. An unnatural brother ought not, a good brother would not wish to be so mourned for. Remember that Seneca is writing to Polybius, whose brother had died. One of the moves Seneca makes in order to console Polybius is to ask him to consider what his brother would think of the deep and inconsolable grief Polybius is now experiencing. If, says Seneca, your brother wants you to keep grieving instead of resuming your life, then perhaps it doesn't really deserve your distress. If, however, he wants you to accept what happened and redouble your efforts to live a productive life, then you're not really doing what your brother himself wishes. Either way, the right thing to do is to move on and try to be of help to your remaining relatives and friends. Seneca here seems to hit on one of the psychological reasons so many think that they ought to grieve, because it would somehow be disrespectful to the dead if they didn't. But not only Seneca has a point when he imagines different possible attitudes by Polybius' brother, because the Stoics think that we do not survive death, then being worried about what the dead think is rather irrational. Either way, a good person will feel the grief, but will also be able to overcome it and get back to a productive life where they can be of assistance to others. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting. If you like this podcast, please take a minute to give it a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it. Thank you.